Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Monday. Today is Monday, April 9, 2018. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was in Silicon Valley last week, where he met with an array of executives including Apple CEO Tim Cook, Alphabet Co. founder Sergey Brin, and Google CEO Sundar Pichai, according to the Saudi embassy. The meetings explored potential cooperation between American tech companies and Saudi Arabia. Bin Salman also met with Magic Leap CEO Rony Abovitz and got a demo of the company's augmented reality headset. According to CNBC, Fortnite-themed Minecraft married to Hunger Games was already a giant hit before the game came to iOS in March. Then Epic started letting users play on iPhones and other Apple devices, and at least 11 million people have downloaded that version. And then many of those players have started spending money. The game has now grossed more than $15 million since launch, and is now generating more than $1.8 million a day. Person Sora Tower for reference. It is crushing Candy Crush, Clash of Clans and Pokemon Go. Another day and yet another seemingly unbelievable announcement from tech billionaire Elon Musk. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO says his company's upgraded Hyperloop transportation pod will undergo a test soon with the aim of reaching half the speed of sound and then braking in less than a mile. The upcoming test will try to have the pod achieve half the speed of sound, or roughly 381 miles per hour, and then brake within 1.2 kilometers, or approximately 3/4 of a mile, he tweeted. Could anything possibly go wrong? The high-speed acceleration and braking in such a short distance is kinda nutty, he tweeted, but it will be exciting either way, he added. Facebook is suspending a data analytics firm called Qbiao from the platform after CNBC notified the company that Qbiao was collecting information about users through quizzes. Qbiao misleadingly labeled its quizzes for non-profit academic research, then shared user information with marketers. The scenario is eerily similar to how Cambridge Analytica received unauthorized access to data from as many as 87 million Facebook user accounts to target political marketing. The company sold data that had been collected by researchers working with the Psychometrics Lab at Cambridge University, similar to how Cambridge Analytica used information it obtained from other professors at the School for Political Marketing. Netflix may refuse to screen any of its films at the Cannes Film Festival, in response to a decision that would bar those films from prize eligibility. Such a decision would be the latest parry in an ongoing, multi-front conflict between the streaming service, traditional film distributors, and the gatekeepers of highbrow cinema. Cannes planners are set to announce the festival's schedules April 12th. Within named sources telling The Hollywood Reporter that Netflix's intentions are still in flux. According to Vanity Fair, 5 Netflix films were poised to premiere at Cannes, including Alfonso Cuarón's Roma and Paul Greengrass' Norway. Netflix has not commented on its intentions. Salesforce has always been a company that is looking ahead to the next big technology, whether that was mobile, social, Internet of Things or artificial intelligence. In an interview with Business Insider's Julie Board at the end of March, Salesforce co-founders Mark Benioff and Parker Harris talked about a range of subjects, including how the company came to be working on one of the next hot technologies, a blockchain product. Benioff told a story of being at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, where a bit of serendipity led him to start thinking about blockchain and how it could be used as part of the Salesforce family of products. As it turned out, there was a crypto conference going on at the same time as the WEF, and the two worlds collided at a Salesforce event at the Intercontinental Hotel while there. One of the crypto conference attendees engaged Benioff in a conversation, and it was the start of something. I had been thinking a lot about what is Salesforce's strategy around blockchain, and what is Salesforce's strategies around cryptocurrencies, and how will we relate to all of these things. Benioff said he is actually a big believer in the power of serendipity, and he said just by having that conversation, it started him down the road to thinking more seriously about Salesforce's role in this developing technology. Apple will reportedly introduce a new color to its iPhone 8 and 8 Plus lineup today. Red. The new color is part of the company's partnership with RED, an advocacy group dedicated to combating HIV/AIDS in Africa. McRumors reports that it has viewed a memo from Virgin Mobile, which says that Apple will announce the phone option on Monday. April 9, the memo reportedly notes that the phone will be available for pre-order, but that it doesn't specify if this will include an iPhone X edition. Since Dime Group Limited has raised $600 million from Alibaba Group Holding Limited and other investors at a valuation of more than $3 billion, becoming the world's most valuable artificial intelligence startup. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.